views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mantua Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
I'm glad to talk to you once again, and it's a great day here in Cleveland, Ohio, but this program is going all over the world. Wherever you at, we can thank the Lord because the Lord Jesus is alive and well, and we have His Word today. Now, we talk about that today, and we call this the other side or equal time, because there's a lot of people today that are attacking the Word of God, which is the King James Bible. And so this program is to uphold the authorized King James Bible as the Word of God. And of course, it's been translated into other languages around the world. But God has showed us. Now, when Jesus came to this earth, the religious establishment rejected him, but they had the proof that he was the Word of God. There is many, many scripture verses that pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are many, many scripture verses that point to the authorized King James Bible as the Word of God, and that's what we discuss here. The religious establishment rejected Jesus, and they are rejecting His Word today, which we have. But we have a few announcements to make. Now, first of all, I'm just so glad to have these folks with me in the studio, and Pastor Al Davis and his wife, and she's already helped me because I got one of those pens that didn't work, and she just handed it to me. She's right on the ball helping out. And so we're glad to have them. And then Clark Block, and he has a smile on his face now. He's been married for a few weeks now. How many weeks has it been?
It's been 2.5 months, a little over 2.5 months.
2.5 months. That's great. See, and he's still smiling. So everything is okay, so we're just thankful today for the Lord's blessing and that the Lord Jesus is alive and well. And afterwards, we're going over to Gus's Pizza, you know, and we go over there to talk. Now, he blesses us that are on this studio with a pizza, but if you go there, well, you can buy it your own, but we're going to be over there. Where is that? Where is that located?
That's East Coast Pizza on Turney Road, right across from the Garfield Heights High School there in Garfield Heights. And I don't think I have the address right here with me handy, but it's not hard to find. If people are familiar with Garfield Heights, it's right directly across the street from the Garfield Heights High School on Turney Road. And that's East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights.
And I got to say that he makes some of the best pizza I have ever tasted. And he always was calling us up, and then he just says, come on in, and we go over there. And so you want to come over there, we can fellowship. And he was saved under unusual circumstances, and he was listening to the program, and he called us up here. And so we thank the Lord. So we have a lot of things to thank God for. Now, on September the 14th, I will be speaking at the Stowe Falls Baptist Church with Tim Huth in Cuyahoga Falls. And Brother Huth is an outstanding man of God. I love the man. He loves the Lord. He's just on the ball in so many different ways. But best of all, he serves the Savior. He knows where the Word of God is. He believes the King James Bible is the Word of God, and I hope to get him on the program soon. So I'll be there Sunday morning, Sunday night on September the 14th. Now, also, Brother Al Davis here, all of a sudden, he just set up a website for us in my lands. We are getting a lot of people checking in on us here on that website, and I'm going to ask him to give the address of that and maybe say something about it.
All right, and I'll give you a couple things here real quick. You're talking about East Coast Pizza. That's at 4889 Turney Road. I got the address there, 4889 Turney Road, right across from the Garfield Heights High School there in Garfield Heights. And you were talking about our website that we put together for the radio program here, and you can log on if you go to Where is God's Word? That's all one, all spelled together, no spaces. Where is God's Word? MapleKnoll.us. Maple Knoll spelled MapleKnoll.us. That's Where is God's Word? MapleKnoll.us. And yeah, I think if you Google Bruce Musselman, too, you can find that website as well. It's not too hard to find. There's some information there about Bruce Musselman, a little background information on him, as well as Clark and myself. And there's an article link there that Bruce wrote some time ago. When did you write that article correcting the King James Bible?
I suppose it was written about 1980 or 81.
Okay, so it's been a few years, and that article has circulated quite a bit. It's been published in a number of sources, I think. Didn't you say the Flaming Torch published that one time?
Yes, and the Baptist Bible Tribune.
Baptist Bible Tribune published it, and it's been online, and we have it online at whereisgodsword.mapleknoll.us. That's whereisgodsword.mapleknoll.us. Correcting the King James Bible. You can link to the article there. It's a good article, a lot of good information there, just as good as when you wrote it back in 1981. And so that's there. Also, there's a video that you can click to, and you can listen to Bruce Musselman preaching on the history of the Bible and the Baptists. And I would like to point out with that, that's something that a lot of people wondering who Baptists are, they really should take a listen to that, because most people have the mistaken idea that Baptists are Protestants, and they're not Protestants. Though we may sympathize with the Protestants in some areas, Baptists are not Protestants. They were around before the Protestant church. There's a false teaching out there that teaches that the Baptists came out of the Protestants and that they're relatively recently, like the 1600s. That's a false teaching. And a lot of the Bible that we have today that Bruce spends the time defending, the King James Bible, the manuscripts underlying the King James Bible have been preserved by Bible-believing Baptists from the time of Christ down till that day for them to be available. There wouldn't be any King James Bible, would there, if it weren't for the Baptists?
Yeah,
that's right. We wouldn't have the freedom to be on the radio doing what we're doing now if it weren't for the Baptists. So that's a great video. If you want to hear Bruce preach and teach on the history of the Bible and the Baptists, go to the website, whereisgodsword.mapleknoll.us. And as a bonus, you can hear Bruce singing. He was down in Columbus, Ohio, Capital City Baptist Church back in 2010, and somebody posted a video, a couple of videos of him singing a few songs. And so that's worth going to. Something else I'd point out on there, there's a series on the Bible and prophecy that Bruce Musselman has available where he preaches and teaches on the Bible and prophecy. Now, the video that's on the website on the Bible and Baptist is good, but this is a 6-CD set, and this includes things such as Christ and the Antichrist in prophecy, the Antichrist government in prophecy, Roman Catholic Church in prophecy, Israel in prophecy, King James Bible in prophecy, Christ in Israel in prophecy. And you can get this set of CDs for $30, and that'll help take care of some of the costs of the program and for Bruce to be able to get some of the books and the materials that he uses. He doesn't stop learning, and he's always buying books, but you can get that for, if you're in the United States or Canada, for $30, and Bruce will take care of the shipping there. If you're outside the United States or Canada, if you could add another $5 because the shipping costs are going to be higher, that would be appreciated. Bruce, do you want them to go there, or do you want to give your address for that?
Well, okay, I could give the address. It's my mailing address is P.O. Box 609-238, P.O. Box 609-238, Cleveland, Ohio, 44109. Do you have the address on the website then?
That's on the website as well.
Oh, okay.
The address is there. And if somebody wants to get a hold of that series, it's excellent. And if you want to learn, like I said, history, the Bible, prophecy, you cover a lot of it in that, don't you?
Yes. You know, the premillennial teaching, believer's baptism, the authorized King James Bible. See, it comes from a text, but it was copied in Bible-believing churches right from the time of Christ on. And there's hundreds of these ancient Bibles, and sometimes in different languages, so they line up with the text of the King James.
Right.
And so we talk about that in there. But Preacher, Brother Al, you have a program, and I'd like you to talk about your radio program and your church also.
Oh, sure. And, of course, there's other resources on that website as well. But I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And, you know, we have a radio program. Actually, we're on here Friday and Sunday. Friday afternoons from 1:30 until 2 o'clock, we have a live program looking at current events in light of God's Word, also taking questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. And that's every Friday afternoon from 1:30 until 2 right here on AM 1220. The Word is the station here. And, of course, that's on online as well at the WHKWradio.com website, which if somebody has trouble hearing Bruce's program, I'll add this in too. If you go on to WHKWradio.com, you can find Bruce's program streaming live while we're on the air if you have trouble listening on the radio. Sometimes it gets a little interference or something. And then, of course, on the website, there's some of our past programs are there as well. But at any rate, our radio program, you can go to livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. That also nights from 1 o'clock, or not 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock until midnight. Seems like 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes by the time you go through the whole day. But from 11 o'clock until midnight every Sunday, of course, WHKW AM 1220 here in Northeast Ohio, and on 570 AM 570 WTBN in Tampa, Florida. We're down there as well on Sunday
great,
nights.
You're growing.
So we're trying to keep busy and use the opportunities to get the Word of God out and to be a blessing, hopefully, help people to make sense of the things that's happening. We live in a crazy world right now.
Well, I sure appreciate you helping me. You've been a great help, and I've not been able to come in a few times, and I heard good reports, so that's a blessing. And I want to thank everybody that makes this program possible. And it just seems like the Lord put it together. I am just astounded and amazed because it happened when somebody invited me to come on, Gary Meeks, and gave me free time. And then since that time, it just seems to have grown and grown till it's worldwide. And so now I don't know how many calls we've got on the internet now, maybe hits or something, what, 250 or something?
Well, so far this month, you're at 141 hits in. You know, you can see that people around the world are finding out about your program because of them. The bulk, of course, are in the United States, but we've also got just this month alone, the Netherlands, the Ukraine, Turkey, China, Russia, Finland, Japan, and the Czech Republic.
Yes, and so a lot from the United States, too. So that's good. And I just have to believe it's not me that the Lord's interested in all of us, but it's upholding His words. And so much on the radio and television, these people are correcting God's Word in the King James Bible. And so we call this equal time. We believe that God has preserved it because He said He would do it. And so it's got to be somewhere. And we know, based on simple scriptures, I came to believe this from just reading the Bible. And we point these scriptures verses out. So I want to start out today, and one of the reasons we believe the Bible is it's prophetic, and it's not like some of the phony baloney people that profess that they know something about prophecy. Sometimes they've checked these people out and found out how many times they were wrong. But when God prophesies things, He's very specific, and in the Bible, these people that wrote the Old Testament and the New Testament, when they prophesied, things came to pass exactly the way they said. And if they didn't, it showed right there that they were false prophets. Now, I read a prophecy years ago, and it just sort of amazed me and astounded me because Jesus has made a statement, and I'm going to ask Pastor Al to read that statement. But he states there, and he'll give the reference, but he states that as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. So would you read that, please?
Oh, sure. This is Luke chapter 17, the Gospel of Luke chapter 17, and I'm going to start reading in verse 26. I'll read down through verse 30, and really it is. It's an amazing statement that the Lord made. He says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all.
Can I stop you right there? That passage there, I've heard it interpreted, but I don't understand some of the interpretations I heard when I was younger. They would say, well, they were given to eating and drinking and marrying, giving in marriage. Listen, that's something that goes on all the time.
Exactly. That's life.
In other words, life is going to be going on as usual with and suddenly the judgment falls.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's the way I teach it, too. That's life. That's the events of life.
Yes, that never changes.
Yeah, so he continues on in Luke 17, verse 28. Likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
Now, I'm going to ask Brother Al to read some from Genesis, and it talks about Lot. Now, you have there this situation. First, you have Abraham. And Abraham was a separatist. He was out there by himself. He didn't go into Sodom. He stayed out there. And God showed himself to Abraham. God Almighty showed up. And he saw these men walking down the road, and it was very evident that he actually saw the God that created the universe in human form. And you find out that in the Tanakh or the Old Testament, God appears in human form. And finally, he appeared 2,000 years ago in human form in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says about Jesus, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And so right here, It identifies this. Now, Lot was informed about the mission that God had, and he was going to go down to Sodom. And so Abraham found out that God was going down there for the purposes of judgment. And so he begins to pray to the Lord, and he asks the Lord to spare it. He says, will you spare it if there's 40 righteous? And then he goes down to 30, and finally, I think it was about 10 or something. And he says, would you spare it for 10? And Abraham was hoping that maybe there was 10 righteous people in Sodom. Now, the New Testament says that Lot was righteous. But when the Lord got there, there wasn't even 10 left. And so Lot was there. And I'm going to ask you to read about what happened when the angels came into Sodom.
All right. This is in Genesis chapter 19. In Genesis chapter 19, starting in verse number 1, the Bible says, and there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground, and he said, behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out the door unto them, and shut the door after him. And he said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as it is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city? Bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, and the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, O, not so, my lord. Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shewed unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar, and then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities that and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt.
Thank you very much, and I would like to just comment on this passage of Scripture, and it's very important. Now, it just ended. It says that the Lord rained fire and brimstone from the Lord in heaven. Here you have somebody on the earth called the Lord, and then someone in heaven called the Lord. And that is that the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Father are one. That is, they work in total unity and harmony. And people have a lot of problems with this doctrine called the Trinity. The word's not mentioned in the Bible, but it means triunity. If you would hold up your hand, there you have a hand, and you have a thumb, and you have first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, so on. You know, each finger is different, right? That's not hard to understand. The thumb is not the first finger, see? And yet there's separate fingers there. But they work as one hand. They work in total unity and harmony, right? Isn't that? That's not hard to understand. Mm-hmm. So God, there is the Father, there is the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They work, three distinct persons that work in total unity, in total harmony, having different missions to accomplish, but working under one essence or one unity and one harmony. And so it says, baptize him in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now the Father's called the Lord, the Son's called the Lord. The Holy Spirit is called the Lord. The Father's called God. The Holy Spirit's called God. The Son's called God. And so you see in the book of Acts, it says when Cornelius got saved, they were baptized in the name of the Lord. You have the one God in one name, one God in three persons. And philosophers and people trying to figure this out, you know, using a lot of philosophical language and commentaries and everything, got themselves confused. And yet, you know, it says that Adam and Eve, it says they became one flesh, and So they became one. Two people became are one. They work together in unity. And it helps us to understand the Godhead. For instance, did you know that even today, after about 6,000 years, when a lady gets married to a man, she takes her husband's name. And it might be Mr. or Mrs. Smith. You know where that started? I find this interesting. It started with God himself, because he called him Adam. It says very clearly in Genesis, he called them Adam. See? Mm-hmm. Now, what happens here in this story, and it's a famous story about Sodom. He tells Abraham about it, obviously, although it's not recorded what God said. God walks down the road and talks to Abraham. Abraham makes him a meal, and then Abraham prays for his nephew, Lot, who has gone down there. Abraham pictures the Christian that is separated from the world. Now, Lot goes down to Sodom, and he lives down there. And Lot's thinking is like Christians today. They want to get along with the world. And they make many compromises to get along with the world, but they're really born again. They're really saved. And the New Testament calls Lot a righteous man. And when he sees what's going on down there in Sodom, they practice sodomy, and it was what they call today the gay lifestyle. He was very upset about it. And another interesting thing about Lot was he was elected to as a politician. He was a judge, apparently, in Sodom. And so he was an elected politician. And so there are Christians today. They are upset with what they see is going on. It's like Lot, who was disturbed by it, the Bible says. They're born again, and they're even politicians today. But in the end, that didn't stop anything. And so then the angels come into town. And the Bible says that the angels, if you study the Bible, and a way to do it is compare Scripture with Scripture. You don't have to go to lexicons and all that stuff because they're corrupt. And the false texts and lexicons and so on. You compare, get a King James Bible and compare the words, you know, and Scripture with Scripture. And so we see that angels look like young men always in the Bible. And so they come into town, and the men of Sodom come to Lot's house, who is now a judge, because they say that right there. And they come and they say, bring these men out that we may know them. So they want to actually rape these angels. They see these young men. They want to rape the angels. And so this is a wicked thing. And you read in this passage here, it says this was a grievous sin to God. Now, sometimes you read the Old Testament and God is directly giving orders to wipe out whole cities and towns. Now, in the New Testament, that is not part of the agenda today. I mean, as far as human beings, Jesus, when they were going to bring fire down out of heaven, Jesus says, you don't know what spirit you are, and he condemns it. And there's some religious groups that have burned people with fire, but Jesus condemns that. And of course, they take that out and passage out in some of the modern versions. But anyway, so we're going to take a break and then we'll get back to Sodom and Gomorrah.
What can be done about offensive literature sent in the mail? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My wife received in the mail from the Planned Parenthood organization in our city an envelope, and on that envelope it says, congratulations, your membership card is enclosed. They're trying to imply that my wife is a member of Planned Parenthood of Minnesota, when in fact it contradicts our Christian values 100%.
Well, you know, it's a great call, Mark, and I've seen that, actually, that fundraising piece. I've seen something very similar to it, where they say enclosed is your membership card, and people are saying, I'm not a member of Planned Parenthood, I don't want to be a member of Planned Parenthood. It's embarrassing because it goes through the mail, it's got your name and address on it. With regard to whether there's legal action, it's something that's interesting to explore. I'm not sure. I guess you would assert in a proceeding that this was some kind of a libel or forced association. That'd have to be looked at. But the first thing I would do is get to Planned Parenthood and tell them to take you off the list.
Find out more at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
It is so easy to feel used and unappreciated. I think we've all been there. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Let me ask, do you serve behind the scenes? You work faithfully and diligently while the glory goes to someone else? Your efforts make someone else look really successful? How easy to feel silently resentful. Keep a close eye on your pride.
God's true servants are like the Lord Jesus, who came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. And our God, who rewards in secret, will never overlook all you have done.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Okay, in a few minutes, we're going to open this up to call in, and we're going to change the subject a little bit, but we're back to this. Jesus says it will be as the days of Lot when he comes back. This is an incredible prophecy. I read this years ago, and I thought, boy, this is an amazing thing. And here we are. It's just like in the days of Lot, the practice of sodomy. That's called the gay, so-called gay lifestyle. And I'm going to ask Brother Al to give the phone number, and you can get it. Now, listen, if you call in, you'll be speaking to all over the world, but also if you call in, we don't have that at this particular time. We don't have a lot of callers, so you just wait on the phone and if you have a comment. But I want to stick to the Bible because that's what this program is about. And this is a great prophecy. We want to give prophecies that Jesus made and prophecies that are in the Bible about our time, because this program is up to hold the Bible as the Word of God. But not only that, the Bible is given as the Word of God in the Authorized King James Bible. It is the absolute and final authority, and that's what we're talking about. So could you give the number then for us?
Right. You can give a call if you have a question for Bruce Musselman, and the phone number is toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. That works anywhere in the United States, and I know that people in Canada have used that number before. If you have trouble with that, if you can't get the 888-677-9673 number, the other number is 216-901-0933. That's 216-901-0933. And if you get through, just hang on, and we can get to you. I think we even have somebody calling in right now, so a couple people calling in, so we'll get to those phone lines here in just a little bit.
All right. We want to finish this up, and we're talking about Lot. And Jesus made a direct prophecy that at the time of his return, that it will be like the days of Lot. And that is, it's simply saying that the world will be promoting and given to sodomy. And that's called the gay lifestyle. That's men having sex with men, women with women. So the angels go into town, and they see them, and they go to Lot's house, but they wouldn't go into Lot's house. And so then they come to Lot, and they say, give us those men. And so Lot says, well, we shouldn't do this. And Lot calls them brothers. He's like the Christian. He's elected now as a politician. Now, a lot of Christians, they get saved, and they try to get along with the world. Now, as a Christian, I'm supposed to help people when I see people in need. I'm supposed to show kindness and love. But I am not attempting to adapt the world's ways or get along. We will never get along with the world. Listen, when you become a child of God, you're born again. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. You're a new creation. God has made you a different person. And you see, as a Christian, you believe the Bible. You believe in the biblical morality. You believe in Jesus Christ. You are on his side. You confess Jesus Christ, and the world is against him. I've seen this many times. You start talking about Jesus, you know, and maybe they're talking a little bit all of a sudden, and you hear him, don't talk to me about this, because the world is at enmity with God. They're in rebellion against God, and you have the ACLU is out there trying to censor the name of Jesus. You know, a preacher goes and they ask him to pray, and they say, don't pray in Jesus' name. Or at Christmas time, don't mention Jesus, don't say Merry Christmas, because that mentions the name of Christ. See, and so we're different, and the world will never accept us. And so Lot, he's been accepted as a politician, but he says to him, brethren, don't do these things. Now, he shouldn't have called him brethren. One time, Jehoshaphat was condemned for calling a sinful man brother, and he was actually condemned for it. And we're brothers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And outside of him, we are not brothers. And so they go in there, and what they do is they tell Lot, now you go and bring your friends out, and bring your family out. Now, it just reminds me of many Christians, they get to a place where they're backslidden, they're not serving God, and then they hear a message about the judgment of God on this world, and they get right with God, and they haven't brought their children up to serve the Lord. And so they go and tell their children, judgment is going to come, you better be right with God. And what happens in Lot's case, his children laugh at him, and they mock him, and they stay there in Sodom. And Lot says, and I'm sure he was crying and pleading, God's going to destroy this city. He's going to burn it up. Come. And they refuse, and they mocked him, and they were laughing at him. That was a joke, to them. That goes on today. The Christian gets right with the Lord, then he starts talking about the Bible, and he's mocked even by his family, and so on. So the angels come finally, and they grab Lot, and they take him out. And that's a picture of the rapture. They get him out of town, before the judgment falls. And they grab him and his wife, and I think his one daughter was at home, and they grab her and maybe another one too. They take him out of town. And when they take him out of town, again, I'll say, it says, the Lord rained fire and brimstone down from the Lord in heaven. So there is one God, and you see two persons right there. And you see this all through the Bible. It says, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And so they pull out to carry off. That's what rapture means, to carry off. They take him out of town. And when they get out of town, they take him to a little town. And at that point, the sky erupts and fire falls in and destroys that whole town just like that. It's very possible. We see today with the nuclear weapons all over the place, all of this stuff going, building up. And today the world is given to it. Just recently in California, I have heard that they have stated that they are going to teach the acceptable of the gay lifestyle, that's sodomy, in the public schools. And they're not going to allow anyone to say anything against it to the students. Now, I have just heard that. I haven't verified that. But if that is true, and it very well may be, and it may be coming to that. And so they're going to try to have censor speech and everything, so you don't say anything about it. And, I had a lady trying to sell me life insurance, and then we got to a discussion on this subject. And I said, I think it's really wrong that if somebody has AIDS, because I saw an announcement in the newspaper where somebody had AIDS, and I think they were working. I'm not going to name the name of the restaurant. They were working for a chain. And they put them on another job, and they sued the restaurant. Well, in the past, if you had any kind of a sickness or disease and it was something that possibly could catch, they would try to, you wouldn't be put on handling food. But it's got to the point, and she was saying she agreed with this. And At that point, I didn't really say another word. I thought, this is so insane, you can hardly imagine it. Millions of people have died because of AIDS that they got through the practice of sodomy. And if it's not that, through drugs by people that were practicing sodomy all over the world. And I can only say one thing, this is satanic deception. That's all it is. Satan, the god of this world, has blinded the minds of people. But the point that I'm bringing out is simply this. This is a prophecy that Jesus said, and we're going to be giving prophecies that the Bible makes that are happening right in front of our eyes. And right now they're building up the world government, and they have what they have called Common Core, and that's to indoctrinate children in the idea of world government. Well, the Bible says they're going to set up this world government, people that are against God, and God's laughing at them because when it's set up, he's going to take it over. And he says, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. And so, okay, We want to get into somebody just handed me this last night. All right, Al, do you have something to say?
I just said he had three callers.
Okay. I'm going to get into this, and I think in just a minute we'll take your calls. We won't talk too long to anybody, but we want to do this. Now, somebody handed me this last night. I want to talk about this. It says about this individual, and I don't want to mention the individual, but it's so typical of what is taught in Bible schools today. And just because I've read this scripture, I saw it is wrong, totally wrong. And there's many, don't say that we're just one of the group, because we mentioned D.L. Moody, we mentioned Spurgeon, we have quoted them numbers of times here. There's Billy Sunday. So many of the great evangelists of the past have talked about this very subject. And this is what is taught. Now, it talks about this guy, and it says, Dr. We'll call him Dr. I don't want to mention his name. Briefly served as the member of the New King James Committee. Because of failing health and in order to save his strength for the sense of duties of his radio station, he left this committee. So the New King James, he served on it. The New King James, by the way, talks, and people accept it because it's called the King James, and it's supposed to be an update of the King James. The people that were doing this, although they don't take out the names of Jesus 100 times, they have a hang-up about the blood of Jesus. And dozens of places in it, they take out Jesus. Now, we'll talk more about that in the future, but dozens of places. The Bible says that he washed us from our sins in his own blood. Feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his blood. How come they took out the names of Jesus in dozens of places in that particular version? It says, now he left the committee. However, in the years that followed, he became more familiar with the New King James. He realized the language is not irreverent and that the translators preserved the flavor and cadence of the authorized version as much as possible. But they took out the blood of Jesus in dozens of places. Now, we have some callers on the line, so we'll go ahead. We'll take some of them now.
All right, you have Grover as your first caller.
Okay, Grover.
Hey, I ran into a problem visiting today. I need both of y'all's heads together. You know what a morphidite is, right?
Okay. Do you have a question or a statement? We have a number of people on the line right now, so I just remind you.
Yeah, people are getting married. They're a morphidite. But she, you know, that's the one that has both. She wants to know what she would have to do. She wants to marry a man. And so she's got both parts of the man. The man and the woman. She says she's talked to pastors before and says if they get the one operation, then it would be legal in God's eyes. And this is what I told her. I said, you're a woman. She looks like a woman, talks like a woman. She has a woman's insight.
Listen, thanks for calling. I don't want to get into that subject at this time because we're talking about the authority of the Bible right now, and that's another subject altogether, you know. So I thank you for calling. We got a number of other people on the line. Okay, God bless you. Thank you.
We have Mike calling in next.
Okay, Mike.
Hey there.
Yes.
Bruce, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I have a question that I can never get a really good answer for.
Well, we'll try.
And I have a problem with Christmas. Because the December 25th date is not the birthday of Jesus Christ, is it?
No, it isn't. And I'll tell you what. Okay. I'll just comment on this just very briefly. You know, it was the celebration of the sun god, you know, at that time. Yeah. And so it's not that time in the Bible, as far as I know, you know. But I don't have a problem because it's talking about Jesus, and we could celebrate any day we want to, you know. And I'm glad that on Christmas, why the Lord Jesus Christ is glorified and so on, but I want to keep to the subject of the authorized Bible and the King James Bible.
Okay, well, the subject of celebrating Christmas or Jesus' birth is not in the Bible.
Yes, well, we could celebrate any day we want. You know, we could celebrate it on August if we want to, you know.
However, we know that this is the birthday of Tammuz, who was given as the sun god, which is a pagan worship day. And if you change, this is my question, if you change the tradition, and actually this is a Catholic tradition, and I do not follow Catholicism, but if you change the tradition to something else, does that make it okay?
Well, listen, as I said right now, you know, you could celebrate any day that you want and talk about Jesus Christ, so I'd rather stick to the authority of the Bible. We're talking about that. So thank you very much for calling. Okay.
All right. We have Johanna calling in next.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hi, Pastor Al. How you doing?
Yes.
And that's Bruce Musselman there.
Yeah. And Bruce, I owe you an apology. And we had talked about the Amplified. And I had kind of defended it. Because I had got a gift from someone in the store, bought me a brand new one, large print. And anyway, a friend of mine was over, and we were looking at it. And I had got to, I'm thinking it's over in Psalm 139. It says, well, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And then the Amplified, it says, you are fear. You know, God is like, he is fearful. And I said, huh? And so, if you'll look that one up, though, but it got me out of my hands real quick. So
okay.
I'm going to stay with McKean.
Yeah, thank you for calling. And by the way, now we're, how much time do we have left here?
Just a couple minutes.
Oh, a couple minutes. Okay. Dr. Logsdon, who was president, he was a pastor of Moody Church, he realized with the Amplified, because he was promoting that they had added to the words of God to explain it. And he read what the Lord Jesus said about that, and he was very, very upset and very concerned about that. We're not to add to the words of God, you know, and take them as we see them. Okay, we have another caller.
Joanna was the last one.
Okay, Joanna?
That was our last caller, yeah.
Okay, she was the last one. Now, here's another one I'll read. He did not limit himself to just one version. He's talking about a certain preacher. That's the problem. All kinds of versions based on many texts that disagree with each other, many different dictionaries that disagree with each other, telling what these words mean. And you know, the Bible says they spoke with one voice. This verse is mentioned numbers of times in the New Testament. When they came, they didn't have they didn't speak different words. They spoke with one voice. And just because a preacher gets popular on the radio, he shouldn't start promoting another Bible. So we got all kinds of Bibles, and if you study them carefully, you see they disagree with one another, you know, and it is absolute chaos and confusion. So we should have just one version. The words of the Lord are pure words, the silver tried in the furnace of earth. The Bible says, divers weights and measurements are an abomination unto the Lord. So that's divers measurements. That's different measurements. You have that say different things. They based on different texts, based on different dictionaries, and many unsaved people are involved in this. There's a book called Hazardous Materials, The Voice of Strange Words, Dr. Gail Riplinger. And you ought to get that book, look up on the internet and get that book and see the variations and changes or New Age Bible versions. And it shows the differences there. We have absolute chaos and confusion. You listen to the radio and television, and a better reading is, this is an unfortunate translation, and so on. And most of these people, they really don't know what they're talking about. If they did, they would say it, see? So here we have here. So it says this individual uses different language, different versions. Okay. Let's see here. I read another statement here. Then it talks about the King James Version, the New Scofield Reference. They say it's the King James. They've changed it in there. It's not the King James. He did not limit himself to one version. Let's see. He studied the Word of God. In fact, he often quoted from other translations, such as American Standard. That's an entirely different text. That's from the Alexandrian manuscripts of only less than 1% of the evidence, based on Nestle's Greek text, which started by the Jesuits. And that's the one that takes out 100 times the names of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you have I call him the chaos cult. Then it says he quoted from Amplified from Moffat. See, and they all used to say the Greek says, well, what Greek? There's the Greek that has come down to us. It's called the Received Text, and the King James translators use that text. That's over 99% of the evidence. And God himself said that he would preserve his words. And he wants us to believe. It says, in thy word do I trust. We're not to believe in a whole group of Protestant popes, as Spurgeon calls them. He called them popelings that correct the Bible and go by what they say. We're to believe our Bible that you read. And I can look at the perfect law of liberty. I've got it in my hands right here. It's the authorized King James Bible. God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantua Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantua Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.
The preceding program's views, claims, or